The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we talked about DNR's introduction of a new kind of an alert system, I guess you would call it. Is that what you call it, Chris? An alert type of thing? I'm trying to pull it up right now. I had it up there for a minute. On striped bass, you know, we're trying to err on the side of caution when it comes to our striped bass population here, and we don't want to have any kind of issues like we've had in the past during the 80s with a decline in the striped bass population. So they've come up with a new warning system. Not overly impressed with the press release, but it's a good idea that they're trying to alert anglers about the new system. The department will monitor temperature forecast and announce a general recommendation each day during the months of July and August using the following advisory system. Red is the alert. Air temperatures are forecast at 95 degrees or higher. Anglers are encouraged not to fish for striped bass after 10 a.m. and should target other species. Yellow. Air temperatures are forecast at 90 to 94 degrees. Anglers should use extreme care when fishing for striped bass. Fish should be kept in the water when caught and released on these days. And green. Fishing conditions are normal. Proper catch and release practices are encouraged. And there's more on this press release about using circle hooks and so forth. The department further encourages anglers to do their part by implementing voluntary conservation measures, including handling fish more carefully, reducing the number of fish they catch and later release. The department has several recommendations and resources, including new videos available online for easy reference. The question I asked last hour was this: how many of you listen to or search social media in regards to fishing forecasts and so forth? For example, do you go online and look at the angler's log or look at the Wednesday fishing report from the Department of Natural Resources? How many of our listeners actually do that? How many of you would use this social media outreach system before you went fishing? I mean, if you had a day off and you decided you were going to go fishing and the weather was nice but it was going to be hot, you know, you're going to take your sunscreen and your cold beverages and your hat, and you're going to, you know, put the T-top up and you're going to fish in the shade. But would you really pay attention to a red alert and not go fishing just because social media said no, it's not a good idea? I'm just asking a question. And the question is, how did we ask it last hour, Chris? What did we say? Do you utilize social media to plan your fishing and hunting trips or something like that?
Exactly. Right? And then is this a situation where just say yes or no?
Yep. Call in, say yes or no. We're taking an informal, unscientific survey of our listeners. How many of you actually use social media to, to find out about fishing conditions and so forth? And, the Department of Natural Resources site. Let's drill down to this, okay? We had 6 people say they use social media. We had 2 people say they didn't. Okay, in 15 minutes we had 8 callers. We're going to make it from now till the break, so that's going to be approximately, I don't know, 15 minutes or so.
If you do time management.
Yeah.
Sure.
Till the break, we're going to just take calls at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can email, too, if you're already on the computer and let me know. But between now and, let's say 6:30, let's do the informal thing, 922-6680, and the answer is either yes or no. Yes, I use social media, or yes, I use the DNR site, or no, I don't. So there you go, to determine my fishing and so forth. So, my 410-922-6680. Do what? What?
No, I'm just chuckling.
Just chuckling?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Just
my
because.
Wife texting you again?
No, not recently. Just something else.
Oh, something a caller said maybe? All right. Well, that's cool. So we're talking about this system. We're talking about this red, yellow, and green system that DNR is going to put out there. They're just trying to do their part. They're just trying to let as many people know. It's an educational thing, like a lot of it is, you know. So while we're taking those calls, I'm going to switch topics here. We're going to talk about Chesapeake Forest lands. I want to know how many of our listeners are a member of a club who leases Chesapeake Forest lands. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Even if you've emailed me before, we need to know who's the president of your club, how many members are in your club, and that's just a point of information for me right now. Okay? So email me if you are a member of one of the 250 clubs that rent Chesapeake Forest lands. The situation is this. Your lease is going to expire no matter how long your lease has been in effect. It's going to be canceled in February. All the leases of all the 250 clubs and all the pieces of property are going to be put into a lottery next year and doled out in the lottery system, much like the duck blinds are. And you won't be allowed to lease for 1 year, 2 years, or 5 years, whatever the roll of the dice is, and then your lease will not be renewed. So that has caused a lot of consternation in the clubs that have leased some of these Chesapeake Forest land properties, who have had working relationships for generations with the adjoining farmers or the adjoining landowners, the adjoining foresters and so forth, that some people have bought property adjacent to the leased land to put their campers on so they can stay during the hunting season. And now that's all turned on its head. There was a public meeting, I believe, on the 17th when the whole plan was rolled out. And, the excuse was given that the attorney general says you can't lease something from the DNR for more than 5 years. So here's my question. If you are a member of a club and are within the sound of my voice, or you know a member of a club, I need to see an email from you, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Headline can be CFL, Chesapeake Forest Lands, whatever it might be. And I can't tell you why I need the information, but I will be more than glad to communicate with you via email. Mike in Cockeysville. Where'd Mike go? Okay. 410-922-6668. What's our number?
410-922-6680.
And that translates alphabetically to WCBM, right?
Mm-hmm.
First 4, and then 680 at the end, which is our call letters here on the station and our location on your digital or manual dial. Correct?
Correct, sir.
Thank you. WCBM 680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680. The question is, yes or no, do you use social media when it comes to, you know, fishing or hunting, or do you use the DNR, social media platform, or do you check in with DNR? Do you use, are you a subscriber to the news releases from DNR? I need to hear all this stuff. Hello, hello, 922-6680. It's very simple. Limited time only. 10 minutes left.
But wait, there's more.
Apparently not. Apparently there's not more. How many calls did you get in that first little flurry?
Well, this is just it. I mean, I got four.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first time we did this,
yep,
we got six yeses.
Yeah.
Now, those four calls, they all said no.
All said no. So now we're 6-6. We're tied. We're 50%, right?
Exactly.
Who's going to be the tiebreaker? 410-922-6680. It's a simple question. Yes or no, hang up. You don't have to go on the air. I mean, if you'd like to go on the air, you're welcome to do so. But you don't have to. We're just taking a... Do you know the first time I did this had to do with the ending of the rockfish moratorium? Had 106 calls. 2 hours.
Wow.
That's a lot of calls.
Exactly.
It's a lot of calls. That's almost, more than 1 minute for the... And I can't remember who the producer was, but I drove that person crazy.
I can imagine.
But the calls were stacked up, so this is what we like to do. Problem is we have too much social media. Yes. John B., I'm not that sociable. And he said, no, I wouldn't. So there's one on email. Yes, John, some of them were yellow, some of them were red. I had a metal one. Here's Andy in Bel Air. Andy in Bel Air will want to go on the air as soon as his call is cleared. I was in Bel Air the other day. Thursday. I was in Bel Air. I was in... I was in Bel Air. I was in Whitehall. Hey, Andy. Good morning.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm well. You?
Pretty good. Two things. A, I listen to you pretty much every Saturday morning on the way into work, and just really enjoy your show and everything you do, and just everything you do generally for the hunting and you know, fishing community in this state. I think without people like you, people like me wouldn't be able to enjoy the stuff we do.
Well, that's very complimentary and very humbling. Thank you so much.
My question is, have you heard anything about the goose hatch up in Canada this year yet?
Funny you should bring that up. I just sent an email the other day to Josh Homiak, who was on the air here with us, and no response. None. So the answer is no, I haven't. So I don't know what that means. Maybe he's on leave. Maybe he's on vacation. Maybe he's in Canada. I'm not sure. But I'm going to continue to follow up on that because that's very important. I haven't heard. I mean, I guess you could look at the, you know, the weather for the Ngava Peninsula and see what it's like right now. But I'm worried. You know, I really am. So.
Yeah, I was hoping that there would be some kind of, you know, at least a little bit of, you know, positive, you know, news on the hatch and everything like that.
Right, right. Yeah, we'd like to hear that. And of course, that's the last contact we had with him. That we printed it in the Hunting Quarterly. That, you know, they keep their, you know, they keep a monitor on it end of May through the summer. You know, they keep a forecast on what's going on, and then sometime in July they do the banding survey and so forth, and That's when they count the young and all that stuff. So who knows? You know.
So I guess we probably won't hear anything till late July, like normal.
Probably late July, which is normal. Yeah, but I mean, somebody should say, "Hey, here's what's going on with the weather." So maybe I'll reach out again. I've just been so just overwhelmed with work the last few weeks, but you know, it's paid off. But it's you know, I did send that email. I'll have to go back here and look. Hold on, let me see when I sent it. Just loading up the email here, doing a search. I sent it. Goose nesting update. I sent it on Tuesday of this week. So I just asked a very simple question. You know, have you been monitoring the nesting? Hi, Josh. You've been monitoring the nesting site's weather. How's it looking? Thanks, Alan. And that was the extent of my email, and nothing back yet. So who knows?
All right, then.
All right, Andy. We'll let you know if he answers. And
okay,
hey, look, you can always send me an email, and I'll let you know via email, you know, rather than have to wait a week.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Thanks, buddy. See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Invitation is still open. Members of clubs that are on that lease Chesapeake Forest lands, if you are part of a club and you don't like the proposal that DNR wants to end your lease and give it to somebody else and put it in the big pile of you know, lottery tickets, email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Tell people that you know who are members of clubs that have leases with Chesapeake Forest Lands to email me. I got a handful of them. And, you know, I know they're not going to do it necessarily during the course of this show. If you do, that's fine. But I'm asking for a reason. So can't get into too many details. But there are conversations. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number here. We're taking your calls for the next 5 minutes on whether or not you use social media, yes or no. Do you use social media when it comes to your hunting and fishing? Do you look at the fishing forecast? Would you use the early warning system, the red, yellow, and green alert system on striped bass fishing, you know, whether it's safe to fish for striped bass or whether if you go out today and the air temperature is 95 and the water temperature is 85, are you going to kill more fish than you keep, or are you going to, you know, what's the deal? Would you use that system? Let's talk to Carl in Towson. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
I just had a couple of questions about eel traps.
Okay.
One, where can I find them? I've been searching. I can't find them. And then two, what do I bait them with and where do I put them? Do I put them in mouths of creeks and just middle of the water?
You're trying to actually catch eels, is that right?
Yes.
Did you call Clyde's?
I have not.
242-6108.
Do they have some traps down there?
Possibly. If they don't have them, I'm guessing Chesapeake Outdoors does.
Okay.
Two of our sponsors, 410-604-2500.
Okay.
Okay. Those would be the two likely sources. If they don't have any in stock, they have people who make them who would bring you one. What do you bait them with? Good question. Probably bunker and wives. You know, you'll probably track minnows and everything else, but the purpose of an eel trap, or an eel pot is that the eel swims in and then can't find his way out. And, you know, mouth of a creek would be a good place. You know, I would think. I don't know where the eel potters that still pot eels put them. I don't know if they set them in the bay or set them in the creeks or anything. It's not something I've had experience with. I've caught some eels in both fresh and salt water, Delaware Bay and Chesapeake Bay and Juniata River in Pennsylvania. But you know, but it's not something that I target. So.
Yeah, I've had similar luck just, you know, catching the crab pots.
Yeah.
In random spots, so.
Yeah, exactly.
More of a definite spot. But, yeah, I'll give a call to
Clydes
and Chesapeake.
Yeah, you know, I talked a couple weeks ago. One of the guys that used to fish for eels, and the kids did it too down in New Jersey when I went on vacation. You know, eels have very fine teeth,
mm-hmm.
and what they would do, they'd take a burlap sack and they'd put a chunk of beef liver in it, and they'd lower it on a rope down into the creek, and let it set. And they'd give it overnight or a couple hours or whatever, and they'd pull it up, and the eels. Teeth were entangled in the burlap, and they just put it over a bucket or a basket and shake them off.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, so. I'll try that out if I can't find any pots.
There you go. Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, Carl. Take care. Bye-bye. Yes, indeed. Ah, there's Mark. Yeah, I knew he'd be checking in with us. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. They are located right there off of Route 50 East at exit 39B. And that is, I want to tell you about some of their crabbing stuff. And that's Dominion Road, 39B on Kent Island. Now, for fishing, if you've done some trolling for the big fish and you want to stock up, now's the time to stock up on those trolling baits for next year. Okay? 40% off. 20% off on the Bradley Smokers. So if you want to catch some of those big catfish and smoke them, you can do that. And there's other fish and game that can be smoked, but the Bradley makes a beautiful, beautiful smoker, and they're 20% off right now. 20% off the trolling rods as well. Close out on all Hoyt bows. And these bows are, I mean, close out prices. And Hoyt makes a very nice bow, very nice bow. But they're, you know, this is, let's face it, this is Matthew's country. But there's a large selection of Hoyt bows that are on clearance sale at Chesapeake Outdoors right now. Now, when I mentioned Matthews, they do have the Vertex. They do have the Matthews compound bows. They have the Mission crossbows. They have the, you name it, they've got it when it comes to archery. But I'm talking about crab and supply, fishing supplies. They have everything you need to fish for those striped bass at the Bay Bridge. They have the suggestions. They have the hooks. They have the rods, the reels, the idea where you can go to catch them and how to fish for them. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, Grunden boots, rain gear and apparel, extra tough fishing boots if you need them, and everything for crabbing. Pots, nets, traps, ready to go, trot line components, the bait, the seasoning, the steamers, the licenses, the ramps, permits, and all that stuff. Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, 410-604-2500. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, Get to the battery warehouse near you. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. The best donuts, the best pastry, the best cookies, the best cakes, the best breads on the entire Eastern Shore, Delmarva Peninsula, state of Maryland, New Jersey included, Delaware, Virginia, the whole state of Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, entire mid-Atlantic states. And breakfast is available, too. 6 to 11, Monday through Friday, all day Saturday. Lunch from 11 to 2. When I'm on Route 50 and I'm headed to the beach or going down there some for some reason, like the other day I was going to Crisfield, stop by Bay Country Bakery, went to the drive-thru, got myself a nice donut, cup of coffee, and on the way I went. I just looked for the big donut on the side of the building. It's a big, giant, freaking donut that's like 8 feet tall, maybe bigger. Maybe it's 10. Maybe it's 10 and a half feet or 11. I don't even know. Don't care. It's a big, pink, frosted donut, and that's how I identify the building. It's called Bay Country Bakery. Sadly, and this is the last time I get to mention it for a while, we've come to the end of the contract. So take down this information. 2951 Coastal Highway just through Cambridge on Route 50 for Bay Country Bakery. Dave and Gina, we love you. We know how experienced you are. We love your donuts. Please come back. Visit their website or like them on Facebook. It's Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, they've got everything in the world for crabbing. They've got the pots. They've got the seasoning. Their own brand of seasoning, as a matter of fact. Yes, indeed. They got the trot lines. They've got the topless traps that are very well stacked right there in the store. And they've got the, you know, the four-door traps, and they've got the tarred trot line. If you want to just buy the trot line and make your own, they've got that. They've got the thousand-footer if you want to do that. They got all the accessories, the baskets and lids and bait, salted eel and chicken necks, and everything indeed for fishing as well, no matter where you want to fish. You know, their ad is in the new Maryland Loves Crabs, as is the other folks we mentioned earlier, and it's got the entire list of all the crabbing stuff and all the prices there. And sometime this weekend, Maryland Loves Crabs will be online, and you can see it, and you can link right to their website, Clydesports.com. Why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road to see the entire selection of fishing and crabbing and guns and ammo and all that stuff, too. 410-242-6108 is Clyde's Sporting Goods.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM. Mossy Oak Swamp Bottom Dewdrop Falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
Pass it on, that's right. Okay, our buddy Fred, who's apparently knows what he's talking about, because I didn't know this. Dead crabs work for eel bait, too. Go to your local crab shack, get some stills. Say, hey, need some dead crabs. Crack them open, throw them in an eel pot. What's wrong with that? I guess the scent will bring the eels to eel pot. So 410 to be said. So that was it. The eight call or six calls was all we had in the last survey. Yes or no?
Five, six, seven. Actually, had 10.
10 calls.
10 calls. 3 said yes.
Uh-huh.
And 7 said no.
So we had 4 and 2, or 2 and 4.
No, first hour we had...
4 yes.
No, we had 6 yes.
Oh, I thought we had... Okay.
And, no, we had 6 yes, 2 no.
Okay.
The second time we did the survey, it was 3 yes... And 7 no.
So we're tied.
Mm-hmm.
9-9. 50%. Actually, it's a little greater on the yes side than I thought it would be for our audience. But 50-50, you know, 50-50. So interesting. So how do you get the message out? If I'm DNR and I want to get a message out, how do I do it?
When fishing licenses are issued? Maybe?
I don't know. I just did 2 hours for free. Getting the message out. What do you think of that? Unfortunately, folks, I'm the only radio show that deals with the outdoors here in Maryland. Have been so for 30 years. Utilize me. What I do, I do fairly well. I think if you're listening to the sound of my voice, I'm not bragging. I'm just confident. And that's a voice of experience that keeps me here for over 30 years. So 410, plus I pay the station. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Still looking for names of people who are members of clubs, who are of the 250 clubs on Chesapeake Forest lands. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is the email address. We've heard from one. If you want to give us the name of your president, that would be helpful. If not, just say, I'm emailing you because I heard about it on the radio. Your title, it can be Chesapeake Forest Land, CFL, DNR proposal, something like that. And we are working to touch base with as many people as possible in these clubs. 250 clubs, that's a lot of folks affected by this upcoming proposal from DNR that wants to end your lease on Chesapeake Forest land. Doesn't matter how long you've had it, how many times you've extended it, doesn't matter what you're paying. The deal is they want to stop the whole in perpetuity lease type program. And according to the information, there's an allegation out there that the Attorney General of Maryland said, no, you can't lease anything from the state for more than 5 years. Interesting. So they're going to take your lease. They're going to take everybody's lease. They're going to throw it in a basket. They're going to dole it out by lottery. And some of them will be for a year, some of them will be for 2 years, some of them will be for 5 years. But what they're looking at is a 20% turnover every year. That does not sound like stability for the landowner. Thank you for the landowner, for the farmers, or anything else. Let's talk to Claude in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude. How are you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Al?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, question for you. Is Thomas Point Light open to the public anymore? Can they visit that lighthouse anymore? Because remember, wasn't it vandalized sometime?
It was vandalized, and I think it's been closed since then. I'm not sure. I'd have to check on that one, Claude.
I was just curious. That's been a nice place to go visit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good question, right, from out of left field. That I wasn't expecting, but I'll try to find out.
It ain't really got nothing to do with sports, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's out there in the Bay. It's a resident of the Bay. So, yeah, I understand it. But, yeah, it was vandalized. I don't even know, was it open to the public then?
I'm not sure. That's why I was wondering maybe if you might have knew.
No, I don't. Not off the top of my head.
Well, how do you get to live in a lighthouse? That would be nice.
Would you like to do that?
Sure.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I mean, but wouldn't you have to be, like, I mean, to work there or caretaker of the lighthouse? Or I wonder how you find out how to do that.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I would take a look at an organization called the United States Lighthouse Society.
Okay.
USLHS. U.S. Lighthouse Society. .org. And right on there it says there's Thomas Point Shoal Lighthouse Tours and articles about Thomas Point Shoal Lighthouse Experience. And the latest one was July of 2018, which was a year ago, in the Bay Journal. The one before that was in June in the Capital Gazette. And there are links there if you go online. I'm not sure what the tour allows you to do. But they do depart from Annapolis, so to answer your question, just looking at one website, it does appear that there are tours available.
But you're definitely going to have a boat to get to it, that's for sure.
Not if you go on a tour boat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but I mean, to get over there, you definitely got to have a boat to get on there.
Yep, it's a lighthouse in the middle of the bay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You definitely got a boat. You can't walk it, that's a damn sure. But,
good point.
Are the crabs, you think, going to bite good this year or what?
Some of them are. I mean, I'm getting mixed reports. It depends on where you're getting your crabs from.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I mean, down where you're at, I mean, are they biting in Cambridge or anything?
Well, they're biting, you know, they're biting in some of the rivers, some of the Chester River, Miles River, Chop Tank. Some of the guys are fishing there. Some of the guys are coming over from the western shore, you know, across the bay, launching from the western shore, coming over to the eastern shore and crabbing that way. Trotliners are doing a little better than the potters, from what I understand. Honga River.
What do you think?
Wye River is always a good place to try. Usually plenty of crabs there.
Yeah, because I used to live down there in Queen Anne's County, right at Queen Anne Hills. Well, matter of fact, they just got a new fire engine. I'm not a fire engine. I'm in an ambulance. They just bought a new ambulance. Put in service.
Good to know.
But
good to know, Queen Anne's County. They run up and down 50 all the time on those wrecks on 50.
Oh, yeah, them yahoos that can't drive up there from Baltimore. Yeah, they come through there flying. If you want a fiasco, go renew your driver's license.
Yeah, that's true.
They took mine away.
Why?
I have no idea. They said they'll send me a new one in the mail. They gave me a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's the new driver's license. I think it's good for like 6 or 7 years. And
right.
When you get it,
ID.
Yeah, when you get it, when you sign up, they automatically tell you right then and there that your old license that you currently have in your possession is no longer valid. So you keep that for identification, and then they
right.
give you a slip, which is your driver's license until the new product comes in the mail. It's similar to a passport.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid, though.
I guess I'm hearing that you need birth certificates and divorce certificates and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, they send you a list to go online, and they give you a list that you can pick from.
Here's what you need, Alan. You need a birth certificate, your bank statement, two pieces of your registration, and two pieces of mail that says you live at that address.
But what if I came to this country, to the southern border? Can I register to vote?
I don't know. That's a good question there, senor.
See you, Clyde.
See you, buddy.
Basically, there's two pieces of information, like bills and so forth. They just want to verify your address, your mailing address. But they give you a list of many things that you can use to take as far as supporting information.
I got it. You don't have to have them all, just a list, two out of the list of however many.
Exactly. One from this column and then two from this column.
I got it. Okay. Got it, man. Got it. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Always fun hearing from Claude. Never know what's going to happen there. That's for sure. Well, there's Bob and Edgemere. Wonder what Bob wants. Emails are coming in. That's true. Emailer said, Sheriff Claude, that you don't really need a boat to go to Thomas Point Light. You can swim there if you want. Bob in Edgemere, good morning. What's up, Bob?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, I did go down to that Snakehead Derby at
yeah.
the Harriet Tubman Museum a couple
right.
weeks ago.
Yeah, I was there. Didn't see you. Did you fish?
I didn't see you either. Me and my cousin were all over the place.
Yeah,
we did fish. We didn't catch any. I caught a bass.
Right. In the pond right there behind the place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got it.
And I saw a couple snakeheads caught there.
Yeah.
And it was interesting.
They had the skinned out snakehead there. And I guess they had one in the cooler. I don't know who caught that one, but it was like a 10-pounder. Did you see that?
It was a young boy that caught that.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I bet
yeah.
he was excited.
Yeah, I brought some of that home.
Yeah.
I had some that you could take home. I loved it. I couldn't get my wife to eat it, but I loved it. It was good.
Yep. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
And the week after that, my cousin and I went down cobia fishing.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned the cobia fishing. How's that?
Yeah. Alan, we had two excellent days last Thursday and last Saturday. We limited out both days. First day was a couple 45-inch fish and a 40 3/4.
Nice.
And went right out of the Ocahontas Creek, right out into the bay. Bottom fishing.
Right.
Bottom fishing, but using a fish finder rig. And
you did this on your own?
Yeah, it was me and my cousin
yeah.
and another guy.
Where were you, Bob? Where'd you go?
Down on the eastern shore of Virginia, out of the Ocahontas Creek.
Okay.
We stayed in Exmoor. I got a place.
Oh yeah, Exmoor. Okay, sure, mm-hmm. sure. Okay.
And you mentioned those blowfish.
Yeah.
I had those for the first time at a little diner there in Exmoor.
Yeah.
And those things were awesome.
They're good, aren't they?
They were delicious.
Yeah, they're very good, no question. Kobe is good too. Did you eat those?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, they call them lemon fish.
They're delicious.
Absolutely, though. And I tell you, that was the first fish that I tried. Buddy, my dad's caught one in Florida on a party boat, and it's a long story, but short story is that I called and got a reproduction made for, mount made for him of his first fish, which was a 40-some-inch cobia. But
nice.
he staked them, and he did them in white wine and butter and lemon juice with salt and pepper. He didn't use any seafood seasoning. But I have sautéed fish in that combination for a long, long time. And don't overdo the lemon juice. But
I think you could do just about any fish in that combination.
Yeah, that's the combination I use. Actually, I found some plum wine the other day, some Japanese plum wine.
Mm-hmm.
And for the catfish, and it added a little different flavor to it, but it was really, really good. So
sounds good.
You know. Anyway, all right, Bob.
So,
well, look.
So we're going down again next week. Not next weekend, but the weekend after. We're going to try them again.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Alan.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. I'll oh, Bob,
later.
Bob.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you have a spare filet, let me know.
I will.
Or a couple of steaks. I don't care. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
I'll save it for you.
Thanks, man. See ya.
All right, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got Mark in Perry Hall. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How have you been?
Good, buddy. Were you the one who just sent me the email?
I was, and actually, I went to the meeting a few weeks ago. And,
right.
I would say the meeting turned out as expected, but one follow-up I would have for any club members is go onto Maryland's website and find the local delegate for the area that you lease from and contact them. I think they would be very interested to hear from concerned parties from all sides, but definitely from club members.
They are hearing. I will say that. I will say that to you. And there is an effort underway. The question I still have, and nobody can find an answer: how did this originate? Where did this originate? Who came up with this plan?
The question was asked at the meeting multiple times and was not answered, other than it was in response to an opinion from the AG's office. People asked to cite the specific law. There was nothing at the time that was cited, although they said they would follow up with people. I personally have not heard or seen anything, and that's really
are you
all
getting
the information
are you
we got.
Yeah, are you getting the sense of a snow job?
Yes. In a sense, I felt like the Forestry Service that was represented there was kind of put in the middle of this thing. But absolutely, absolutely. No names mentioned, but there was some talk of some people in the DNR office that were very much in favor of this.
Some people?
A person, potentially. I shouldn't say some people.
Okay.
A person.
All right. Sounds like a plan. I got it. I understand it. If you want to follow up with the email on that name that was discussed, I'd be more than glad to talk about that. But I think that's a universal opinion. Just saying.
Yes, sir. I will do that.
All right, Mark. Hey, stay in touch, and we'll be in touch with you. There was some movement on this week that I happen to know about. So, you know. If it's worth keeping the lease, it might be worth following up with this game plan. Okay.
Agreed. Thanks for your time.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye bye.
Take care.
There he goes. Line four. Which one's that? Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, girl.
Yes. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Listen, I was wondering about this leasing business.
Yeah.
And the idea of limiting the length of years you can lease a piece of property.
All by lottery, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, it's been my experience in life that when they start playing with the leases,
yeah,
how long you can have them,
yeah,
there's a part B, or to be continued.
Oh, yeah.
Like a TV show.
Oh, yeah, no question.
And I was wondering, if the to be continued part, the next thing you know, they'll tell you what you can do on the property.
Oh, no question.
That you lease.
Yeah.
Or the next thing you know, that the ownership of the property that you lease might change.
That's the situation. These are privately owned lands
mm-hmm.
that are put into this lease situation. Okay. Now, some of them have been designated as public land, but this is land that was forested and put into, you know, in forestry is a renewable resource. Okay. So these foresters, they'll go in and cut these properties and then they'll let them alone for 5 or 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But they want somebody there to be a steward of the land. They don't want, you know, people running rampant on their properties. And the adjacent landowners, like the farmers and so forth, they like stability too. And this upends the apple cart in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
As we used to say, is something rotten in Denmark?
Yeah, it might be. my new term is, and I love this, I used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But somebody said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it till it is.
Mm.
And, you know, I like that part of it, too. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck.
All right. Got to go. Thanks, friend.
Bye.
See ya. There she goes. And Captain Dawn, good morning.
Hey, good morning. We're setting up for the Pasadena Sports Fishing Kids Derby at Fort Smallwood. Boy, it's a beautiful day. Many people down here fishing.
Good.
Out there crabbing. And we have another Kids Derby coming up in September. And
right.
We'll send you some information on that.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, buddy. Enjoy the day.
Okay.
We'll talk soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Captain Don. All right. Chesapeake Outdoors is located at, well, just behind Dominion Road exit, Route 50 East, exit 39B. Get off the exit, make the right, and you're in the parking lot. It's that easy. On Ken Island, you go across the bridge, look for 39B Dominion Road, you're in the parking lot. And at Chesapeake Outdoors, anything and everything for crabbing. Crab pots and traps and nets and ready-to-go trot lines and parts of trot line to fix yours and crab bait and bait bags and seasoning and steamers and licenses and ramp permits, all that stuff. The Grundon's apparel, which is, you know, if you want to dress like a waterman, you can wear the rain gear and the apparel and the boots and the extra tough fishing boots and, oh, my gosh, Costa sunglasses and Yeti coolers and Bubba Blade knives for fillet and release, all at Chesapeake Outdoors. And don't forget to pick up one of their special T-shirts, too. at Chesapeake Outdoors. It's got a Maryland decorated striped bass on. It's pretty cool looking. Chesapeake Outdoors, 40% off all spring trolling baits, 20% off Andy Rods, 20% off of Bradley Smokers. You might want to keep that in mind. Again, Route 50 East, 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island is Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you fish, if you crab, if you hunt, if